From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Andrew Hibbard. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
She's running down inside New Orleans, making her way to know what each man means. If you're loving her, you're bound to lose track of your rambling shoes. You better get back to her before she gets away. Sally was gonna be my gambling bride, but I learned to better tie her to my side. Cause I woke up one morning at the break of day to notice she up and gone away. You better get back to her before she gets away. Tea for Texas, tea for Tennessee, M for Maryland, M for Mississippi. Well, Lord, I know she's been through them all. Every man she met, every man did fall. Better get back to her before she gets away. Well, Lord knows I'm one of them rambling men. I've been rambling since, Lord, I don't know when. But one thing that I know for sure is chasing Sally is such a chore. You better get back to her before she gets away. You better get back to her before she gets away.
Thank you, everybody.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Mary Clark. Now in our 17th broadcast season, tonight is Red Barn Radio's 618th live concert performance. We are pleased to present a program of great live music with our featured guest artist, Andrew Hibbard. Andrew began playing guitar at the age of six, and his father had shown him a few chords. He has never taken any lessons. He would sit in his room night after night, listening to recordings of his favorite artists, and would learn it all by ear. To date, Andrew has written close to 300 songs, and once you listen to his songs, you will understand that he is also a poet. Appearing with Andrew tonight is Chris Urbacher, pedal steel, Daniel Peterson on drums, and Matt Hibbard on bass. Welcome Andrew Hibbard to the Red Barn stage.
Thank you, everybody.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Jen Tackett, speaking with Andrew Hibbard. Here's Jen.
All right, Andrew. So you started at age 6.
Yeah.
So that's a very early age to start. Did you have anybody specifically that kind of nurtured that? And maybe that person changed over the years, but kind of nurtured that spark and that passion for music?
Yeah, there was quite a few people. I always knew that my grandpa played banjo, and I never really got to play with him or really know him too well, so that automatically sparked my interest in music. And then my dad always had some guitars around the house, and I always heard him playing them, so that definitely sparked my interest, as well as hearing, you know, some of my favorite songwriters, my favorite musicians and bands, even as a kid. I can just tell that right off the bat that that's what I wanted to do. Also, a lot of my family was pretty encouraging as well, and they weren't like, you won't make any money, you know, but they, you know, they encouraged me and said that, you know, if it made me happy, you know, I could do it.
That's awesome, because it's so important to have those people surrounding you and kind of pushing you, because like you said in one of your songs, sometimes you are all alone, so it is, you know, when you're traveling and stuff, you kind of get inside your head, so it is important to have that kind of, that village there to kind of push you and help you along. So you never took lessons?
No. Well, the only lesson I got was from probably my dad, who showed me what a G, a C, and a D was.
4 chords and an attitude,
basically,
right? That's all you need. You're natural, all right? So if you just took those 4 chords and you kind of ran with it at such an early age, do you think that the whole nature versus nurture thing, so are people born to play and write songs and sing, or do you think that people can be nurtured and become this?
I'll say this. I'll say that you can have someone that's born to do it. I think people are definitely born that way. You can have someone that's born with it, and you can have someone that, you know, picked it up and does it, and they could practice for 10 hours, and the person who was born with it could practice for 1 hour, and they'll never hit the other side of what, that's just my opinion. Like, Mozart was a real person.
Right.
And he was obviously born with that, and no matter how much you practice, you just, like, someone who doesn't just have that can't get there. That's just impossible.
I work with young people. So what would be, like, some advice that you would give to a young person out there that music is their passion and they want to do this?
Stay in school. No. Just do whatever you want to do and don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. I mean, just don't let anybody tell you that you're not good, because you can always get better.
That's, you know, perfect. Thank you.
When you go to a party, it's always a bust. Whenever you meet someone, you induce their lust. You think you're the toughest, but you're just a big old pile of rust. And you're a homewrecker, a homewrecker, Lord. Give her a home and leave her alone. Don't throw her a bone. And you're a
thank you, right? I've always tried to play with the best people in town. I've always tried to. It doesn't ever work out because they're typically, you know, everyone's trying to do that. But I've always just tried to play with the best people in the towns that I go to. So it's definitely very hard to, you know, get your foot through the door and squeeze your way into a circle of some actually really good musicians. But it is possible. It definitely is possible. I used to just sneak into clubs like in bars and stuff. Like, I got kicked out of the Crow's Nest in Cincinnati for being underage. The bartender didn't even ask me how old I was, and he was just like, "Yeah," and I was like, okay.
Don't do that, young people.
Yeah, don't do that.
You guys, are you all travel around everywhere now, or?
No, I really want to. We've all talked about, you know, doing this and just traveling and playing, but I typically play by myself.
Okay.
For the most part, and they're all in different groups too, and they're all busy, you know. They're all in like three different groups, and you know, they're trying different stuff out all the time, and they're always on the road. So, but I asked them if they wanted to do it, and you know, they seemed like they were on board. So, and I think we sound pretty good too.
Obviously, you're talking about scheduling with band members and doing that. What is something being a musician that surprised you that you didn't think that you would have to do? You're like, I can sing and I can play guitar, I'm a musician, let's go. So what's been something that's kind of surprised you in this process?
Surprised me? I didn't think it would be this hard. I was a lot more arrogant when I was young. And I thought that I was gonna be a lot farther down the road than I am now. But I'm only 22, so I'm still a little arrogant. But I just thought that it would go a lot quicker than it did. You know, I didn't know the processes and I didn't know everything that went into it. And it's a tough business for sure.
But patience is definitely something that has to be learned sometimes.
Yeah, you just got to hurry up and then wait.
I'm turning the pages in this here book. I've seen this before, I'll give it a second look. What makes sense to you don't make sense to me. Today you love me, but tonight it's just me all alone. Everybody's just being too loud. Walk straight in the shadows and crooked through the crowds. In every face that I try so hard to see, it always ends up that there's no one but me all alone. shake it and can't get in my way. But I get weary at the end of the day to the bone. The water is black and it doesn't obscure the mirror of myself that I stare and observe. I can't condemn or cover up what I am. I'd rather drown dead than swim for a sham all alone. On the door of my heart, I know he's in there, that bird sweet and smart. But he's caged to death and skinned to the bone, and he sings at dawn just to wake me up all alone. I always shake it and can't get in my way, but I get weary at the end of the bone. There's a man in my house that nobody sees. Wide-eyed and anxious, floats like the breeze. I've walked the line towards the stairway of truth, and I'm still fifth in line near the telephone booth all alone. I always shake it and can't get in my way, but I get weary at the end of the day to the bone.
Thank you.
Tell me about your heroes and the people that you admire as artists. Tell me about some of those people that you look up to and that you've kind of learned and listened to over the years.
A lot of the best songwriters, the songwriters, the guitar players, just the people that had style, like in the music, not just like, it's just the people that had style all around, like the, you know, Bob Dylan, Tom Waits, Hank Sr., Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground, and, you know, Chuck Berry. Buddy Holly, you know, those types. And I love all the old folk music and the old bluegrass and a lot of the old swing music from the, like, I love Sinatra. It's just, you know, I could go on forever about that.
That's a very eclectic list. And I love it because I'm a pretty random person myself, but I've listened to your music. You pull from all those genres. It's definitely interwoven through your music, through melodies and lyrically as well. So when you sit down to write, how do you kind of pull and encompass all those genres and all those things that you pull from? How do you pull those into one song?
I don't really know. I just sit down and whatever I've been recently listening to is the biggest thing that I'll try. Like if I'm listening to the Stones one day, who is also one of my favorites, I forgot to mention, honorable mention of the Rolling Stones. I'll be listening to that and, you know, one day, and then I'll be like, oh, I want to try something like that. I'll be listening to old folk music one day and I'll want to put some fiddle in it or something. It just is random for me. I don't know. I don't really have a process. It's not like I do the same thing. It just happens randomly, I guess.
You said you wrote a song in a bar. Do you always, is there like usually besides a bar, a place that you kind of go and write, or does it just hit you randomly on the road or wherever?
I will say one thing about the process is it's almost always late at night, like past four in the morning.
Right. that's morning.
Because I stay up. Yeah, I guess so. For me, I guess it's night because my schedule has always been that way. Me and my brothers always just stay up really late. But And he writes a lot of songs too. I mean, he writes a lot of songs too. He's the one on bass. He writes some great songs.
Shout out to the brother.
Yeah, and he's doing a new record at Howler Hills Farm, right where I recorded mine, with a good friend of ours, Zach Gabbard. So, yeah, definitely a good deal. But no process really. Just if it's late, and I feel a little delusional. that's about right.
Do you write and then put chords, or do you like start playing the guitar and then it comes that way?
Well, I draw from experience, but then I also just draw from everything. Sometimes I do the melody first, but then other times I'll do the words. It's like a poem almost, and then I'll put words to it and I'll have to rearrange it. But most of the songs that I write, and I know that I write them as a song, the ones that I write them really fast though. Well, here comes a line of the men in stripes. Each one's got a hammer in his hand. Connected at the feet, and we're chaining in the street. And this line of work sure makes you quite a man. Well, Tex, he killed three men in Fresco. And Louie killed his wife in Cheyenne. And Charlie, me, and Paul, we robbed a bank in Omaha. Now we're swinging with that hammer in our hands. Well, here comes a line of the men in stripes. Each one's got a hammer in his hand. Connected at the feet, and we're swinging in the street. And this line of work sure makes you quite a man. I'd like to take this sharp and pointy hammer and drive it right through the guard's heart. I'd try and break the chain and go hop up on a train, go to Mexico for a new start. Well, here comes a line of the men in stripes. Each one's got a hammer in his hand. Connected at the feet, and we're swinging in the street. And this line of work sure makes you quite a man.
Thank you. Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Andrew Hibbard, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Andrew Hibbard after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.